Searching for it, I only found Windows-based solutions. Thus, for some time, I used those. Then Mac solutions started showing up, yet none actually took care of the whole process. You had to run a series of programs to first connect your GPS device, then figure out where the pictures were taken. You had to run a series of programs to first connect to your GPS device, then figure out where the pictures were taken, and then yet another program to export to Google Earth. That's where I saw the opportunity to come up with an easy-to-use, one-stop solution. I took great care to wrap a series of complex operations into a very Mac-like three-step process. Actually, the Huda Geo interface combines the advantages of a flexible document-based application with the ease of an assistant.
You are an active member of the MacSB, Mac Small Business, mailing list. Recently, you coordinated an effort to let independent Mac software developers exchange licenses for their products. What was your thinking behind that exchange, and what was the result?
The community of Mac developers is a great environment to work in. People are very open and like to help each other. There are mailing lists and websites where one can get help with code issues. Many developers like to share small bits of useful code. If you look at the credits for Huda.geo, you will find many such bits have made their way into my code. I still consider myself to be somewhat of a beginner. So far, there rarely was any bit of Coco code of mine which I deemed worthy of sharing. As a web objects developer, I have open sourced quite some code. I actually started a major open source project, Huda Web Objects Frameworks. Recently, I have published my first bit of Coco code to my website, and I have more marked for future publication. The Mac SB mailing list is a great element of this community.